Okay, if it always feels like you're singing from your throat, maybe there's a sense of pressure, discomfort, or maybe you just feel like something's happening here in the throat more than you'd like, then today I want to share with you an idea that has really been helping me. You know, it's been helping my students in overcoming this challenge. And I'll also share some practical exercises that can help you start training this in. So here is the idea. For a lot of us, when we feel strained, we feel like we're singing from the throat. A lot of this just points to inefficient singing, right? Now, whether this be, you know, our throats tightening up a bit more, maybe we're pushing more air than we'd like, or maybe we're not shaping our vowels correctly, whatever the cause it is, all of this points to inefficient singing. Now, why is this useful? Just as there is, you know, a placement, a sensation for inefficient singing, aka the throat, right? Singing from the throat. What if there was also a placement or a sensation for efficient singing? Now, something that I've been experiencing a lot more recently and also have been guiding my students towards is allowing for the voice to kind of sit in a higher up in front spot. Now, this isn't a new concept. There's been plenty of talks about, you know, keeping the voice, you know, up in front, singing forward, you know, singing into the mask. So really, I'm standing on the shoulders of giants here. But what I think all these imageries point to is when we can kind of observe, when we can keep this kind of buzz or a sensation of the sound kind of sitting up in front, all of this kind of just points to efficient singing. Basically, a lot of the smaller moving parts in our voice, how we're using our air, you know, how vocal folds are coming together, all of them are kind of coming together and working in an efficient way. Now, this can be really useful when we're singing songs or when we're doing all these different exercises. We don't have to think about all these different things, but rather, if we can observe this kind of placement and if we can consistently do it, it's going to be a good sign that our singing is more efficient. Now, real quick, before I dive into the exercises on how we can start to observe this, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Ivan. I'm a voice teacher who works with students from all around the world over Zoom. And really on this channel, my goal is to make learning how to sing as simple and as easy as possible. And so if that is something that is up your lane, subscribe and join the family. If you like what you're seeing here on this podcast and you want to improve your voice even faster, I do offer private lessons and also some self-study programs. Links are down in the description. If you want to inspire our next episode, then drop down into the comments below what you want me to talk about next. Now let's dive back into some exercises. Okay, so how can we explore this newer up in front placement or the sensation? Now, one of the easiest ways I've found for myself and my students to experience this new placement is simply just going through a hum and maybe even adding a slight bit of a whimper, a bit of like a sob kind of feeling. So for example, if I go, for me personally, I just notice the voice kind of sits up in front a bit more. And then also at the same time, I notice it just feels easier to make a sound like this. You know, when the sound's sitting up in front, I notice my throat just stays relaxed. Like there's really not a lot of pressure, not a lot of effort being engaged in this place. So try it a few times and see if you notice a difference. See if you can notice if it makes your singing easier. Now, a couple of caveats to kind of guide you along the right path. The first one is we're not jamming the sound into the nose. A common mistake I tend to see is people kind of go, and they're going to get like really kind of up in front and they're really kind of jamming into the nose. I just think just find a very natural kind of feeling hum. You can even add a bit of a whimper and the voice just sits there by itself and I'm just kind of noticing it. Now, the second caveat here is whilst we are doing this in a hum, this kind of up in front placement is not the same as nasality. Because if, for example, I open my mouth and I kind of try to find that same feeling, even when I block my nose off, I still notice this kind of up in front feeling as opposed to true nasality, which is where like the vowel gets distorted and, you know, at the same time, the sound gets muffled when I block off my nose. So that could be a really cool place to check it out. Because if you can find this placement and it doesn't get muffled when you block off your nose, then you're probably on the right track. Now, from here, an additional exercise you can actually do is once you can find this kind of up in front kind of placement, practice kind of speaking there as well. Because when you're speaking, you're engaging a lot of articulation, which is going to make it easier to translate into a song. So for example, if I go, my name is Ivan, I'm kind of noticing that voice kind of sitting in a slightly higher up in front position. And this allows me to then apply it into a song just like this.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy. I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need.
So all I was doing as I was singing through that song is just trying to notice if there was like a general kind of up and forward kind of buzz. If I had that, I'd be pretty happy with it. And even if I kind of miss it a tiny bit, I'll go try it again and again until I can clean it up. And so these are the couple of exercises you can try. Now, the first thing here is just see if you can find it with a hum, and then see if you can open up and kind of speak in that placement, hey, my name is. And then from there, you can then add this into a song. Now, just remember here, ultimately, a lot of this is imagery. You know, these are almost like an allusion to the voice, but a lot of us swear by this, a lot of us feel it. So just because you might not feel the exact same sensations as, you know, maybe what I do or maybe what some of the other singers do, that's okay. Just kind of keep exploring, see if you can notice something like this and you'll already be on the right track and see if you can kind of keep refining it. Ultimately, the goal here is what makes our singing feel easier and ideally sounds better. So if you keep moving towards that place, that's going to be key to developing your voice. Anyway, I hope this episode was useful. If it did, please do all the usual social media stuff. If you're from the podcast, leaving a 5-star review would be amazing, and I'd really, really appreciate it. If you've enjoyed this episode and you feel like I can help you improve your voice even faster, check out some links down in the description. I've got ways to work with me privately and also some self-study programs you can work through at your own pace. Apart from that, my name is Ivan. I'm your voice teacher, and I look forward to seeing you every single Thursday or Friday for these weekly tutorials. Take care.